Tyler Zash?
His ankle locked up is what they said to me. So, I mean, otherwise I have no idea. We'll have to wait till I get inside. Yeah.
OC's
got some swelling, and so we shut him down.
In his knee?
Just it's more precautionary than anything. He's practiced every practice. I love it when you ask me if I'm concerned. I don't know. No, I'm not concerned. It, you know, if anything drives you nuts in this business, it's that stuff.
If you have the Wednesday game, I mean, it's another day earlier. Is that going to make you take it easy on a lot of these guys this week?
Well, it's going to be a normal. I'll approach it in the best way that we can, and we're still, you know, we have a bunch of people that, some who played pretty good the other night, some who didn't, you know, so the opportunity's there.
As far as the starters, I mean, some of these guys.
Well, we'll see about that. Some of them will have to make good decisions on a lot of these guys.
Jaquan seems to be around the ball a lot since he came back from his hip.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Made a nice catch. Nice play out there today.
When you're doing a roster and the cutdowns coming up, how difficult is it with guys with the injuries like Sean and Terrell and things like that?
It's very, very difficult because, you know, first and foremost, you have an obligation to play the games that are in preseason. So while we can talk all we want about, you know, we have to meet this deadline with terms of cut, somebody's got to play the game. So if you have an injury or two at a spot, it affects what you're going to do. And, you know, it makes it a difficult, anxious kind of a thing because, I mean, you can walk out there and, you know, have things pretty much set in your mind and something happens and you got to adjust. So. Not necessarily.
Yeah. Tom, Hakeem had told us last week, ideally maybe he'd probably like to play in a preseason game, but he could, you know, it's your guys' call completely, that type of thing. Have you decided you're going to keep him out till the
Well, we got another practice to go, and then we'll make a call on that. But he practiced pretty, you know, close to full speed today. I mean, he did a great job after the catch of turning and running and those are the things we need to see, you know, and then see how he feels a little bit afterwards and so on. So,
yeah. You got a couple of guys, BN's making plays, Broha and Adjomo. What do you see out of two of them?
Good effort players, you know, young, very green, but show flashes of talent and have done that in games with consistency, too.
Adjomo seems like he's
been around the ball, yeah. He's got to the quarterback. And Broha pretty close most of the time, too.
He didn't do a lot of that in college, Jomo did. Is that something you see developing here as far as the pass rush?
Well, he's in with a group of defensive linemen that are very, very much akin to getting after the quarterback. And, you know, you hear the banter between those guys back and forth, and you can't help it. Wanted to be excited about, you know, maybe having a part of that, and he's done a nice job of that.
And JPP's back.
Getting better. Yeah, he's been getting better.
Tom, how does this, the linebacker situation compare to last year? It seemed like last year there was a lot of questions. Now it's like you might have too many bodies at this point with the cutters.
I don't. You never have too many good players, so That's one that you would look forward to. If you have that much competition, that's a good thing. That's what all spots should be like. You know, I wish I could say that for every spot out here. The more the competition, the better off. The better the players, you know, practice, focus, perform, and then therefore you have a better opportunity to evaluate.
Did Osley get the boot off today?
He did. Yeah. Just one of the steps.
So Will out here doing just kind of standing around, but I guess that's progress. Will Beatty.
He did some things. He was down in the corner with the trainers, and it's good to see. You know, we'll see again. It's always based on what's he like afterwards. You know, what's it going to be like? I mean, if anybody's had a bad back, you know what we're talking about. Hey, I want to make sure that you understand about the other night, what I said with regard to the ball was on the ground. As you probably know or don't know, as far as the rule is concerned, if the ball is possessed and it comes out, you can advance it. We've always been a team that's, you know, let the officials call you back. Now, in theory, if it's a muff, then the ball is not advanced, okay? In this case, when you realize it was possessed, the ball was knocked out. You saw two guys, Andre for sure, that was going for the scoop and score. The point about all that is that you've got to make a judgment call in that much time because the ball is laying right there and it'll be inside the 10-yard line. And if there's any question whether you can cleanly pick the thing up, you got to cover it. And covering it means it would have been, you know, points of some nature, hopefully a touchdown, but it would have been points. And that's the thing, the point that I was trying to make with you and why it was so important for me at the half to make sure that I emphatically made that point with our players, because when you're talking about opportunities, we had blocked the punt, the momentum had changed in the game, we score a touchdown, we kick the ball off, there it is again, and you know, it's this maybe the most important play of the game at that time, get the ball back. Of course, we didn't because one guy was scooping and scoring and the other one was trying to cover it, and it made for a squiggly ball out of there. But that's the point that I was trying to make. You're always going to pick it up and run in if you can. Let the officials bring it back and tell you whether it was muffed or whether possession was established. But in this case, you got to come away with the ball. You know, you at least got to get the ball, even if it's not a touchdown. So if I confused you, perhaps I confused you more. I hope so.